Good morning, everybody. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your presence here, your presence in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for your gift of salvation. We thank you, Lord, that you bring people into our lives, Lord, that touch our hearts. Lord, I pray that you just put your blessing on this service today. Lord, as we try to honor you, and we also remember our friend Jerry. Lord, open heavens for us today. Open heaven for us, and just pour out your word and your spirit and your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm not going to talk very long today. At the end of my sermon, we're going to have an opportunity for everybody to share memories and thoughts about Jerry. So I'm going to keep this kind of brief. Lessons from a faithful servant, a memorial. Has anybody read book Acts chapter 29? What's that? There is no Acts 29. Actually, I believe it's still being written. Hopefully, I'll be in it. Hopefully, you'll be in it. And I believe that Jerry Warren is in it. Philippians chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. I'm going to read the same passage out of that other translation, the NIV. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. He's our all in all, isn't he? He's supposed to be. He should be. He certainly deserves it. Now, if we can only remember that, right? Sometimes we get caught up in other things and we don't. You know, as you know, we lost our friend Jerry Wednesday morning. We didn't lose him. We know where he is and we know we're going to see him again, don't we? I was looking at his Facebook page, and on Facebook there's a page where you can look, you can post your movies you like and songs you like and places you like and things like that. And Jerry had one, and he had a lot of things listed, but then it came to books. He had one. It wasn't the Bible, but I know that Jerry loved the Bible. It was Oswald Chambers' My Utmost for His Highest. How fitting. How like Jerry. A servant, always a servant to the end. My Utmost for His Highest. Glorifying the Lord in everything I do, proclaiming Him with everything I do. Now that's Jerry. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 says, but for grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And yet James chapter 2 says that faith without works is dead. Is there a contradiction there? Actually, there isn't. The two are really in perfect harmony with each other. See, Paul was talking about faith saving us, our position before God, and how we stand in God's sight. James was talking about how we stand to the world, our witness to the world. Show me your faith. Show by your works, and I will believe that you have faith. Did Jerry show his faith by his works? Yes, he did. In everything he did. It's about wearing your faith, wearing your Christianity for all the world to see. Jerry Warren showed his faith every day to everyone he encountered. Our opening scripture was Colossians 3, 23 and 24. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. There's lessons we can learn from Jerry. Colossians 3:23, whatsoever you do, do it heartily. Do it with all your heart. Jerry used to amaze me. He could move things that were just incredible. He could move a hide bed by himself. Not out of strength, just the way he did it. He'd tip it up on its end, and it would be on his little dolly, and he would just wheel it away, and he just... You know, outside our door here, under where our bell is, a little bit out, we have two cleanouts for our drain, for our plumbing. Jerry one day looked at that and he said, I'm going to make that prettier. So he did. He built a planter around it. Yes, we can. It's still functional. We can still open up the top and we can get to the drains if we have to. But yet, it's something beautiful that he did. He did that all over the place. He took care of the weeds. He took care of maintenance on the... He was always busy. He was happiest when he was busy. When he reached the point where he couldn't do anything anymore, I knew, I think we all knew, that he wasn't going to be here that much longer, and he wasn't. It didn't take very long. God, in his mercy, said, it's time to come home. Whatsoever you do, do it quietly. No fanfare, no trumpets blasting. No applause of man. He wasn't standing there saying, look at me, look at what I'm doing. He just did what he did. Whatsoever you do, do it humbly. Humbly. Didn't matter what the job was. But a year and a half ago, we had a man that was dropped off here in a wheelchair. His name was Dave. And we all became kind of attached to him quite a bit. He was totally helpless. He was in a wheelchair. He couldn't even use the restroom on his own. He had a lot of accidents. And who was it that cleaned him up cheerfully? Jerry. Out of his love, just out of who he was. Whatsoever you do, do it cheerfully. I already said that. Cheerfully. He always had a smile on his face, didn't he? He always had love in his eyes. I posted his picture on Facebook, and one of my Facebook friends that didn't know him commented on the love in his eyes, the gentleness. Whatsoever you do, do it faithfully. Everything he did was for the Lord. Whatsoever you do, do it reverently, as it said in Colossians. Whatsoever you do, do it unto the Lord and not unto men. Whatsoever you do, do it with love, for people and for the Lord. Actually, the two go hand in hand, don't they? You really can't have one too much without the other. Whatsoever you do, do it with a sense of humor. Is that biblical? You probably couldn't find that in the Bible, but yet God gave us a sense of humor. Even when he was going through his procedures, his problems that he had with his taxi service and his doctors and them not knowing, he joked about it. He had a sense of humor. What does that teach us? We can learn a lot from that because we do face problems, don't we? I always felt that if I didn't have a sense of humor, I'd be in real trouble sometimes. Whatsoever you do, do it with faith. Colossians 3:24 says, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you shall serve the Lord Christ. Knowing that there's going to be an outcome beyond what we experience here in this life. Faith. You know, I'm looking now at where Jerry used to sit. And the number of times when maybe my sermon wasn't coming together the way I thought it should, I'm my worst critic. But yet so many times, I would look to where Jerry is, and he'd be leaning forward, intently listening to what I'm saying with a smile on his face. I hope he can hear this. I never told him what an encouragement that was. What that meant to me. But he was like that with people, wasn't he? He was an encourager. He was an inspiration. I don't mourn Jerry. I miss him. And I will miss him. But I know where he is. He's healed. For a long time, we've been praying for healing for Jerry. And he's healed. I'm going to open this up for anybody that wants to share. And I don't care if it's all of you. Because we're celebrating Jerry too, aren't we?
Morning. 10 years ago, maybe 11, Jerry, before he left for a little while, was in charge of the clothing hut. And people would go and get whatever clothes they needed, and he would keep track of, you know, who got how much, whatever. But he actually went to the trouble once of bringing me some slippers that didn't work for me. But then one time he came and he said, Marcia, I found your coat. And he showed me this. And I looked at it and I went, yeah, right, okay, to myself, yeah, you know. And I just thanked him. And I've been wearing this coat for 11 years. I keep it in my car. I didn't know we were going to have this today. I keep it in my car always because it's warm and it's, looks okay. It's got a hole in it somewhere, but I just ignore the hole. And he was that kind of person. He went out of his way to serve, not just on a level, you know, that other people might think, okay, I'm here in the hut and I'm doing this. But he actually did it personally and for the Lord. And I'll miss him too. Thank you.
Following that, the same concern that I got from him, these sandals. I told him I needed a pair of sandals another time. I told him I needed a tape recorder, played cassettes and CDs. Another time I told him we needed a phone, and he'd look out for us, and whenever it would come in, he'd give it to us, and we're using the phone, and the CD player is wonderful. I listen to the Bible every night, so I'm thankful for that.
You really, Pastor Wayne, you really embodied Jerry, you know. You did an excellent job. Encourager. When I first met Jerry, I was going through a lot of stuff with my sister. And it was really rough. But bless his heart, he always had something encouraging to say, and he had humor and wit, and he was a very caring person. And then he left, you know, and I'm like, ah. I come back here from a couple years stay in California, and no Jerry, you know. And I grieved over that. I really grieved over it because I was really hoping to reconnect with him. And then he comes and shows up. And he came here thinking, well, I'm not going to live very long, but I'm going to live with the people I love. And the Lord blessed him for many years after that. And he only thought he had a couple months. But he never complained about it. And he went through a lot of tests. You know, the taxi people, they couldn't get his appointments right. I mean, it was just a mess. But he persevered. And he continued up to the very last to serve this church and his people. You know, he last Sunday was up there. And, you know, he'd been floating. He was getting ready to go see the Lord. He was just kind of floating, you know, no complaints. You know, he just had faith and trust in his Lord. And we're going to miss him a lot. And thank you.
He's also a person that thought more of others than himself. He one time loaned me, in fact 2 years, his very overalls so I could do the walk through the path. So, you know, he was part of witnessing to others and really did abide by the principles of the Bible. And as far as, you know, we're told that we're by his stripes we are healed, and as Wayne said, you know, indeed he is healed today. But few would probably know that he actually prayed for people, and by a miracle they were healed. So even though the Lord had his plan for him to take his life, and we miss it. And we miss him sometimes because of the physical things. But it's also the faith that he showed. And we love him.
when Jerry came back, okay, he left for a couple of years and then he came back and was a knocking on the door, and he said, Linda, the doctors have given me 4 months to live. And I'm here to see if I can stay here. And I thought, oh, Lord, that's a big one, you know. And I said, geez, Jerry. This may sound harsh. But I said, how come everybody comes here to die? Huh? It just kind of seems to be a pattern. And that's not easy. That's difficult, you know. I don't know about the rest of you, but, you know, it isn't like you have a script out in front of you that you can follow. You don't know what all it's going to entail. And if everyone here is ready, huh, to go along on the ride. But you know what? We went on the ride. God blessed him with 4 more years. Okay? And God blessed us with having him here. You never really had to ask Jerry to do anything. God gave him eyes to see. Oh, that there would be more people with eyes to see. Little things. Little things. Well, I can make that better. And he did. And some of the ways that he'd do it isn't maybe necessarily the way you would do it or the way I would do it, but it got done. And so, as the end started drawing near, and we all knew that's what was happening, every day, I would say, Lord, we need wisdom. We need to know what to do and how to do it. And God gave us that. You know, I want to share just his last couple of days for those that weren't here and didn't get an opportunity to witness. But, you know, he never was depressed, ever. And hospice was called in. He called in hospice, and it was very wearing for him to walk from the trailer over here. It just drained him. So we had hospice bring a hospital bed. And we set him up in the dining area, back in that corner, up against the wall to the office, the kitchen office, because there's a cement floor. And Wayne put a door on the end of the hallway down there, because if you opened the door from this side, it was like a wind tunnel. It would just suck all that hot air in. And that wouldn't have been real pleasant for Jerry, because he was going to be the beneficiary of that hot air. But, you know, all these little things we tried to do so that he would be comfortable. And he slept in that bed one night. One night. Isn't that something? And the next morning, during morning devotions, it was around 8:30, honey, the Lord took him, and the Lord took him peacefully. And so, we're not mourning, we're thankful, because we knew his heart. Everybody did. Everybody was touched by him in one way or another, huh? And it was such a witness to us to watch him continue to encourage us. Huh? It just blessed my heart. I'm going to miss him. I think I'm sure we all are. But you know, I'm so thankful that he is not suffering. He is not sick anymore. And I'm sure that he's going to find something up there to do. He's good at finding things to do, huh, Lisa?
Yeah.
And so we loved him. And we'll miss him. But Lord, we're so thankful that you blessed us by having him in our lives. Amen. And we're thankful that he can rest in peace. Yeah. Did you have something else? Anyone else? Okay. I guess, Bill, if you want to come up in Carlton, we're going to sing Amazing Grace. My chains are gone. Amen. And then we'll be closing this service. And for those of you that don't know, there's memory cards over on the table here. And we did get a card from the hospice people. Real quick, let me share. I think we impressed them. Even though that wasn't what we were going for. We were just wanting to take care of Jerry and do it right, you know. We were getting the schedule down on his medication, and he was eating. We were just hovering over him, you know. I think I was in here the last 2 days, probably about 10 times a day, just in and out. What was the point that I was going to make other than we were just starting to get it down, and then what does he do? Well, but hospice sent a card, and they also donated $200 to this ministry in his name, which I was certainly wasn't expecting that. But they were very happy to have been a service to us here also. And we were happy to have them. We thought we might have some mistakes that needed to be corrected, but evidently not. They did when they came to collect him. They did. They said, was he a veteran? And we said, yes, he was. And so they said, okay, then. And they went out to the van and they came back and very lovingly and caringly covered him with a American flag. Amen. And so I thank them for their kindness and their consideration, because it was just so obviously evident. It was just so peaceful. It was very peaceful.
But now I see.
was great that taught my heart to see, and grace my fear relieved. How precious dear that grace could be, the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like the flood, His mercy rains unending love. Amazing grace. Through many days, His toil and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace has brought me safe this far, and grace will lead me home. When we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we'd know this day to sing a praise than when we first become. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy rains abundant love, amazing grace. The Lord has promised good to me. His word, my hope secures. He will my shield and portion be, as long as life endures. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior, has ransomed me. And like a flood, His mercy rains unending love. Amazing grace, unending love. Amazing.
Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your love and for the people you bring into our lives. We thank you, Lord, for Jerry. We thank you, Lord, that he's home, safe with you. Lord, he considered us his family. And we consider him family. And we know that we'll see him again. Lord, I pray that you'd go with each one of us. Bless our day and be glorified in everything we do. And help us, Lord, to be more like Jerry and more like you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.